second. Go ahead.
Microphones are on, right?
Correct.
So I guess we can call the July 21st meeting of the Board of Adjustment to Order. And the first order of business would be reviewing the minutes. Does anybody have any questions or comments about the minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes have been approved from March 17th, 2014. And tonight we have case number 14-07101. Applicant Mark Aldridge with Clark, Gear, Latham and Associates, Inc. And I will first read the standards for granting variances. The Board of Adjustment shall not grant a variance unless it shall, in each case, make a specific written findings of fact directly based upon a particular evidence presented to it that support the following conclusions. One, the variance requested arises from a condition which is unique to the property in question and which is not ordinarily found in the same zoning district and is not created by an action or actions of the property owner or the applicant. Number two, the strict application of the provisions of the zoning code from which a variance is requested to constitute unnecessary hardship upon the property owner represented in the application. Number three, the variance requested will not adversely affect the adjacent properties or public health, safety, order, convenience, or general welfare of the community. And four, granting the variance desired will not violate the general spirit and intent of the zoning code. Does anyone have exhibits that need to be marked by the court reporter?
Madam Chair, I have some exhibits. Copy of the University City Zoning Code. An affidavit of publication that this was published in a newspaper within accordance with our public hearing notice requirements. A copy of the letter that was mailed to property owners within 185 feet of the subject property within in accordance with the zoning code requirements, and a copy of the application material that was submitted by the applicant.
Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge Mr. Jennings. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank
you. Council liaison, I believe. Now.
Yes,
okay,
I am.
Great.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. I'll open the public hearing, and anyone that wants to testify would need to be sworn in.
Corey Brennan-Camp.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear a firm testimony which you're about to give the truth, the truth, and not the truth?
Yes.
Can you just tell us your name and address, please?
Sure. Corey Brennan-Camp. It's 2649 Town Oaks Drive. It's 63129.
And would you like to give a presentation?
Sure, absolutely. So we're proposing a, well, first off, thanks for your time tonight. Thanks for having us. Again, my name is Corey Brennan-Camp.
Madam Chair, I apologize for the interruption. I have a couple slides of the property just for background in case anyone didn't get to see the property. But I just wanted to run through briefly.
Thanks, Zach.
You're welcome. The site itself is 7575 Olive Boulevard. Located here between North and South Road, and then off to the east, Hanley Road, an existing resale and thrift store. The property itself is zoned general commercial. Property to the west, owned by University City, also zoned general commercial, restaurant and bar, and then also this is the location of the new Goodwill store, which is currently under construction to the south, cemetery and more commercial to the southwest. Further to the east, Walgreens and other commercial, and then residential to the rear. This just shows the part of the building that the variance request pertains to, of course, to increase the existing nonconformity by approximately 1.5 feet by adding a facade improvement element. This proposed awning to be removed and then a separate new awning to be installed. As you saw in the drawings, the proposed awning projects from the building less than the existing awning. And I have, and this one from the other side, just another angle of it. But in case we need to refer to these in the discussion, I've got some that are a little bit more close up of the portion of the building that the request pertains to. That's all the pictures I have.
Thank you. All right, thanks, Zach. So I'm Corey Brunnekamp. I'm with Elkin and Associates. For the developer. I'm on behalf of Mark Aldridge, who submitted this. He's the architect. And we're proposing a Dollar Tree store at this particular location. And the reason why we're here today, of course, the way Zach outlined it, is for a variance with a setback. Currently, there's a 15-foot setback requirement in the existing building. I believe is, let's see, it's 6.44 feet from the right-of-way. And we're proposing that the new Dollar Tree be approximately 5 feet from the right-of-way. And the 1.44 feet is as a result of the pilasters that are going to be, that are going to separate the front facade as a requirement of the Olive Street Boulevard design guidelines. And so the pilasters, I think there's two of them that are going to separate the facade. They're approximately 1.44 feet. And that's what's going to extend it from pilaster there and then pilaster there. And that's what's going to extend it 1.44 feet. We're also proposing to put a new canopy. And currently the canopy is, let's see, that is, it sits 1.64 feet from the right-of-way, and ours will sit 2 feet from the right-of-way. So it will be decreased just slightly, and it'll be a new canopy. Of course, with Dollar Tree, we're going to be improving the building. The building's going to stay the same. We're going to new paint, new roof. I believe Mr. Zach had included some elevations. Here we go. So we'll be greatly improving the building, the lot, the landscaping. We'll be exceeding the landscaping requirements within the ordinance, the public works ordinance. And then also in the rear of the property, we're going to increase the pervious area from 6.4% to approximately 22% of grass and landscaped area. So with that, that's what we're proposing with the Dollar Tree. I'll open it up with any questions.
Yes, you just said that this was per the Olive Street design guidelines. Can you describe that for me?
Yes, in the design guidelines, and I may refer to Mr. Zach here, but in the there's a design guideline that requires any renovations to an existing building for the front facade that faces Olive Street Boulevard to incorporate pilasters every X amount of feet to separate the facade and improve the front that faces Olive Street Boulevard. If you want to add.
That's correct. This request is in an effort to comply with some of the recommendations in the Olive Boulevard design guidelines. The addition of the facade improvement feature, that's the one that the variance pertains to, of course, and they propose to make other improvements to the landscaping and to be in compliance with the design guidelines. That procedure, that process is handled separately from the Board of Adjustment, of course, and handled by staff and review the site plan. But yes, it's in an effort to comply with recommendations of the design guidelines.
I have a question. I don't mean to be a stickler, but usually in those guidelines, did it intend for when there's a canopy, isn't it supposed to be entry doors in that same area in the front? So they're not relocating the entry door. There's the canopy and pilasters and facade.
Correct. They're not relocating the entry door, but just enhancing the front facade and changing out the canopy.
Is there a problem with putting the entry at the front?
I probably would leave that to Mr. Brownenkamp. The way it was explained to me is there were structural reasons.
Excuse me, what was the question?
Was there a reason why you would not put the entry at the front? Most of your buildings have your logo, your signage out front in the door.
Sure.
It's right by it. This is unusual because the door's on the side.
Correct. Yeah, we propose to just do some minor interior renovations and exterior renovations. And structurally, he is correct that if you look on the existing building on the front, the windows go from like 1 foot, 4 inches to approximately 11 feet. And I don't believe that structurally that we could move it to the front facade, because I'm not sure that it would support the door, that it is better fit for the side of the building.
I'm just curious, does this have to be presented to the Olive Street group for approval as well as ours? I mean, how do they feel about these variances, or is that it goes to them later, or so long as we're going by the guidelines, we don't have to go run it by them? Is that correct?
The variance request itself does not. It follows the standard variance procedures. The overall improvements to this site will go through staff review, not just our department, but also Public Works Department.
If I may add also, the Olive Boulevard design guideline was adopted by City Council back in 2009 after public process. So it's not intended for each case, variance, or other redevelopment that would have to go through the city process to be taken to, say, Chamber of Commerce, because there's no official Olive Boulevard right now. But it's been adopted, so basically the guidelines have to be complied with when they meet certain conditions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Staff has no objection to the proposed variance request. The reason being, the existing location of the building does not allow any alternative, in the fact that it is legal non-conforming in terms of the setback. It offers no other alternative to enhance the facade. It's staff's opinion that the proposal will not be detrimental to surrounding properties, and it is part of the intent of the applicant to make these improvements in order to meet the Olive Boulevard design guideline recommendations.
Anybody else have any questions?
I have one last question. And is this a part of the city's facade improvement program, or is this something initiated on their own?
As far as my knowledge, this was something that was initiated by the applicant.
Did anybody have a chance?
I drove by, I did not stop and talk to anyone.
So did anybody talk to anything?
I did not talk to anyone.
I'm frequently in the neighborhood. I didn't talk to anyone about improvements to that building. Would be greatly appreciated.
I drove by as well and did not speak with anyone.
Madam Chair, just since you were asking about visiting the property, as a reminder, per the zoning code requirements, property owners within 185 feet did receive notification. I did not receive any information from anyone either opposed or in favor of it. Just a couple calls of people asking this general, you know, when is the meeting type of questions.
You're finished, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Are you finished? Thank you.
I am finished. Thank you.
Does anybody in the public wish to make any comments? Do we have any more discussion? Are you ready to vote?
I'm ready.
All in favor of granting the variance?
Aye.
Sorry, we should have voted individually. Don't. Right. I'm not the normal chairperson.
Does our liaison vote?
So motion?
Oh. No. No, ma'am.
I approve. I vote yes.
I vote yes.
I vote yes.
I approve.
Yes.
Excellent.
Variance is granted.